Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
At this juncture, I feel compelled to clarify the terms Father, Mother, and Son, as they are used relative to the creation trinity. Contrary to what most of us have been taught in Western civilization, in this context, father does not mean male sperm donor. Rather, this word is derived from the Latin pater, which means blueprint or pattern. The word mother derives from the Latin mater, which means matter or substance, and son, rather than being a male child, is the result or product of any joining of pattern and matter. Thus, an acorn would be considered the father, the soil would be considered the mother, and the son would be the resulting oak tree. Unfortunately, the anthropomorphizing of these terms has caused much confusion in our thinking around what should be a very basic concept. After the macrocosmic sun, light, becomes manifested in the material phenomenal world, another trinity comes into play. The Father and Holy Spirit energies merge to become the part of the triangle known as spirit, and the ego personality and physical vehicle merge to become the part of the triangle known as the body. The apex of the triangle is the part known to us as the mind or soul, the part that mediates between the other two. In order to reveal humanity's role in the immaculate concept, Egyptian priests and priestesses utilized the Osirian metaphor as an efficient teaching device. As the story goes, a feminine, maternal, heavenly aspect of God, symbolized by the goddess Nut, gets impregnated with quintuplets by the elemental physical forces of God, symbolized by the god Geb. Four of the five siblings, Isis, Osiris, Set, and Nephthys, are charged with the responsibility, working together like the fingers on a hand, of bringing the activity of heaven into the earth plane. The fifth sibling, Horus the Elder, remains in his mother's womb, heaven, holding the blueprint of the process in his consciousness while heavenly activity is brought into the world of form. In the Egyptian metaphor, in order to remain consistent with the principle of gender, Isis Osiris and Set Nephthys are depicted as being both brother-sister and husband-wife to show that the couples are inextricably bound to one another. Set, symbolizing the ego, and Nephthys, symbolizing the body, were to be a context that would allow Osiris, representing Christ consciousness, and Isis, representing the Holy Spirit, to live, move, and have being in the realm of time and space. As the story goes, with the assistance of Isis, the Holy Spirit, Osiris, as Christ consciousness, whose power and authority were spiritual, was the sibling designated king and ruler of the material world. However, Set, the ego, whose only possible potency is worldly, decides that he should be its ruler. He thus plots to destroy his brother and usurp his throne. After Set's plan has been successfully executed and Osiris is dead, Isis takes Set on in a battle of wits. Through her magical powers, she is able to activate Osiris's seed and impregnate herself, resulting in the immaculate conception of their son Horus, who, once reaching maturity, takes up the battle of overcoming the ego, and, through himself as the son, puts Christ consciousness back on the throne as ruler in the earth. This is what the New Age masterpiece, A Course in Miracles, terms the atonement. In Judeo-Christian mysticism, the Star of David clearly symbolizes the above teaching, with the down-reaching triangle representing the feminine masculine Isis Osiris joining as spirit, and the up-reaching triangle representing the masculine feminine Set Nephthys joining as body, matter. The dot in the middle represents the mind or soul, Horus, that results with the joining of those two forces. See illustration number 1, page 25. In sacred geometry, the teaching is symbolized by the Vesica Pisces, the fish-like symbol, sun, created as the result of the overlapping of two circles, one representing the spirit, the other representing matter. See illustration number 2, page 26. In the ancient Egyptian religion, this teaching is symbolized by the joining of the two crowns of Upper and Lower Egypt, which are white, spirit, and red, matter, respectively. He who wears the two crowns symbolizes Horus, the symbol of the atonement. The sun, representing the father, spirit, active in the realm of the mother, matter. The true definition of the marriage made in heaven.